It's 4:43. The devastating wildfires here in Northern California have prompted people to open up their hearts and wallets to help the victims. Sacramento's business community is no exception. Peter Tatishi is the president and CEO of our Sacramento Metro Chamber, and he's now joining us live to talk about some of the avenues that businesses can use and have used to help. Welcome, Peter. Thanks for being on the show. And I did see a communication sent out that helped steer some people in the right direction. What can you tell us?
Great. Hi, Kitty. Thanks for having us on. Yeah, you know, unfortunately with the tragedies that have happened with the wildfires, it's been a really sad state. But in those times of tragedies, you know, the business community really tries to step up and support our neighbors and our communities at large. And so we have a lot of great folks who are coming to the aid of our neighbors over in Napa-Sonoma areas. And so we've got lots of companies who are making donations and being drop-off spots for relief and opportunities, including some of our even our elected officials like Mayor Steinberg, who's doing collections right now to help and aid those in need right now.
Yeah, in fact, I noticed on that City Hall website, it's very comprehensive, and it shows many different ways that people can help, because there are a lot of different needs, and people have different ways that they do like to support things like this.
Absolutely. You know, one of the unique ways is actually our Amador Ventures Association is actually helping the industry out that's been hurt so devastatingly by these fires in our wine country down in the Napa-Sonoma areas. And so they're actually doing transportation, storing wine, loaning equipment, and even matching monetary donations. But you have different folks that are stepping up from across the region looking at industry specific, but also then how to help just victims in general from these tragedies. So it's very comprehensive. It's a great opportunity, but you know, this is what we I think do best is that we rise to the occasion when our neighbors are in need.
For sure, Peter. And you know, as you said, people do like to help the individual victims, and there's a lot of ways to do that and donate. But I don't know about most people, but when I see businesses that have been affected, like I want to go help. For instance, Safari West, you know, where the owner there sacrificed his home to save the animals. I have not been there. I will go. Now I will go because I want to support businesses that have been through these tough times.
Right. You know, and that's always the hardship is to really get to normalcy. Normalcy means returning to the economy, and that means the resiliency of business that are affected, because when businesses can reopen, that means jobs are returning and that, you know, the day-to-day life can start to go to at least attempt to go back to normal for some, and for others it will take time. But, you know, we all need to kind of step up and support these businesses because that's how the communities, I mean, they thrive on the fact that they have jobs and they can work and live in those places.
Right. Well, Peter, thank you again for your time and for all that you're helping direct the Metro Chamber members to do to help out. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Kitty.
You bet. Peter Tatishi there, president and CEO of the Sacramento Metro Chamber. 4:46 is our time now. Still ahead.